It was a good day in the markets, I believe. Let's get the good news from Randy Martinson. Hello, Randy.
Hey, how's it going, Mick?
Okay, I guess we made some money today.
We made some decent ground here today. The markets performed not so bad. You know, even after seeing what would be considered a little bit of a dismal export sales estimate this morning, the market was still able to claw its way forward and actually finished with some pretty decent gains, especially, you know, Minneapolis wheat and, even soybeans not performing all that bad here by the time it was done.
By the time we get to the 31st of March, and maybe immediately afterwards, are we going to go a different direction, though, especially in soybeans? What do you think?
You know, I think it's going to be hard not to, or it depends on how much pressure or how much premium we take out of the market between now and then, but it's going to be hard to believe that we could hold on to some strength. You know, right now the average trade guess has acres increasing between 4 to 5 million, and with the way things are going down in South America, Brazil looks like they've got a monster crop on the way. And I've heard some reports well above what's being projected even right now. And that tells us that we're going to have plentiful supplies of soybeans going forward. And the other kind of discouraging thing is the fact that, you know, we do normally see exports slow down this time frame, but China has actually started to step away, and the rumor has it that they might be looking at dumping some of their soybeans out of reserves. So that's not a good sign as far as the market is concerned.
Ooh, yeah, and the numbers come out as tonnies per hectare or something like that. Yeah, it's hard to get that all figured out. It's just going to be big crop is all we need to know.
Big crop, and, you know, demand has been good. Crush demand has been strong. You know, that's been some of the things that have been keeping this market with a pretty good-sized premium in it when we really shouldn't be considering the stocks that we've got. But uncertainty certainly keeps this market moving ahead a little bit, and right now that's what the market's watching.
Okay, well, enjoy the ride as long as it lasts. How about on the livestock side today, Randy?
You know, a good push in that market again. You know, cash continues to be extremely strong. The box beef market has improved dramatically, which has brought packers into being in the very good into the black side of the equation. I think some of what we're looking at, demand, supplies continue to be tight as far as the short-term for fat cattle market. Feeder cattle, I think we've seen some pretty good placements, and I think we're going to see that again in March. But the fires that are taking place down in the southern plains, I think, is causing a little bit more disruption than most anticipate. I think that's what's keeping this market a little strong.
Okay, on the hog side?
You know, hogs have been trading fairly decent. You know, it's been an interesting market to watch. We've seen a pretty good push. I think the thing that the hogs are looking at more than anything right now is strength due to what they hope is going to be an increased demand because of the bird flu issue.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lots of good info. Thank you, Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management. How do producers get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 701-205-4200 or catch us on the web at martinsonag.com.
Gotcha. All right. Well, have a good rest of the week. There's only one more work day to go for the market.
I think I'll make it.
Okay. Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Mick.
Talk to you again soon.